Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today the power of Christ daily, the 15th of December 2015. Familiar spirits affect children. Familiar spirits affect children. Brothers and sisters, those of us who are parents, we know it's difficult bringing up children. Particularly boys, it's difficult. And it frightens many parents simply because you cannot discipline. If you discipline too much, they may run away. And then there are laws in certain countries that you cannot discipline the way the Bible tells you to discipline, by using a cane. You cannot do these things. Brothers and sisters, today what I'm led to do in the Spirit is teach and explain, and how we too, I too found difficulties and suffered, and the solution is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The solution is actually only Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Brothers and sisters, so we find out how the Spirit enters a child. What is the effect of this spirit entering the child, and what can we do, and what we must not do, brothers and sisters? We start here first. Familiar spirits are familiar with the word, as the word says, the spirit is familiar with you, and you are familiar with the spirit. It's a familiar spirit. They're familiar with all that you do. From the day you are born, the kingdom of darkness wants to destroy souls, so assigns a demon. The demon knows from the time you are born. And again, remember, the demon has gone through this process with many, many, many other, from cradle to the grave, as they say. From the time the child is born, right after the person dies, the demon has accompanied the person. In some cases, the demon has destroyed the soul. In others, by mercy of Jesus Christ, they've been saved. Now, brothers and sisters, these demons that are assigned, they already have enough experience in dealing with other souls, because they are really from the when the Adam and Eve sinned, they are already moving. They are Satan's army. So until we look in the spirit, we will never understand what's going on. Therefore, once we understand the spirit, look at the things unseen, Jesus says. Look at the things unseen. The devil walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And look at the things unseen, because the things unseen, the things that are seen, are made from material unseen. Brothers and sisters, but it all starts with examining ourselves. Now let's look at this. When the child is growing, there's a, when I was young, I used to listen to Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond is one of my, the favorite at the time, singers that I followed. And after born again, I still listen to Neil Diamond from time to time. Of course, now I'm seeing the light of Christ. Understanding the words that it speaks that can also be demonic, because he himself has fallen nature man. Now, brothers and sisters, there's a song called Shiloh. Shiloh. And this song, the words, lyrics go something like this. Young child with dreams, dream every dream on your own. When children play, seems like you end up alone. Papa says he'd love to be with you if he had the time. So you turn to the only friend you can find there in your mind. Shiloh, when I was young, I used to call your name. When no one else would come, Shiloh, you always came and we'd play. Now, this is happening because the child, as the child grows, therefore we must be watchful over our children. If you see a child being suddenly lonely, suddenly the character has changed from a joyful thing, suddenly bubbly and now gone quiet, there may be a number of reasons. It can be things happening in the school. Number of schools now has got sexual immorality going on already, and peer pressure to commit sexual immorality. Now, brothers and sisters, we have to be careful watching the children. Now, at the same time, parents have a problem. Single mothers, single fathers have much more serious problem than the family that's still intact. More so, all have problems without Jesus Christ. Why? Because it's happening in the spirit. Now let's take this child. The family spirit talking to the child. Boy or girl, doesn't matter. But now we all know boys have a problem, and because there is some alternative reports are saying that the corrupted vaccines are causing, the metal in the vaccine, mercury in the vaccines are causing some, all kinds of issues. So, while the professions say that the mercury is too little to damage and all. But autism is increasing, attention deficit increasing, rebellion is increasing. Now, don't expect our child to be humble and obedient to what we are saying if we are disobedient to God ourselves. If we are disobedient to God, obviously the sins of the fathers go down. Sins of the parents will go down. Sins of the mothers will go down. Why? Because if you are yourself disobedient to Christ, rebellion to Christ, rebellion to the word of God, rebellion, don't want to listen to the word of God, and then you expect the child to obey you, and of course you say you love your child. Of course, we love our child. But many times our love may be selfish love, self-seeking love. We only get alarmed when the child is not listening. But in the meantime, when the parents under this day and age are under tremendous pressure, including I was under tremendous pressure, I came to the Lord and then I changed. Now, I've made a lot of mistakes in bringing up my children. Now, once I came to the Lord, I still made some mistakes, especially with my son. And I will end up losing temper, frustrated, don't know, at wit's end, don't know what to do, because he is doing things and saying things that are completely berserk. And then we know in Christ it's a spiritual issue, but yet it bothered me too much and I lose it. And then step by step, of course, by God's mercy, I will overcome and I don't lose it. At least, only once, the blue moon maybe, but that immediately conviction will come, you know. And that time also when in the Lord all these things happen, I corrected my son with anger or whatever, then conviction comes, then I cry out to Jesus Christ, ask for mercy and then settle it and then go and deal with it again. Now, brothers and sisters, on the other hand, all parents listening, I'm sure, you are very concerned with this because it's real. Familiar spirits talk to the children. They know. And the child thinks is he or she is hearing his own voice. The child thinks he's thinking. He's thinking. Actually, thoughts are being put. There are enough scientific evidence that when they take a cup of water and divide that water in two and send one half of it thousands of miles away and they send a frequency into this cup from the first location, instantly that frequency turns up in that other water thousands of miles away. That's how telepathic frequencies move. Demons talk by telepathic, sending frequencies into the mind of human beings. So when the demon sends a mind, the family spirit sends a thought into the child, and the family spirit knows, as soon as the child is corrected by the parent, he'll say, they don't love you. And all that thoughts will come. And the child will begin to think. The child thinks he's thinking that they don't love me, feeling they don't love me. But actually, it's been put there by this family spirit. And as go by go, day by day, going to school, finding they may be alone, they are outcast, they grow up like that. Now, when a family spirit takes root, marriages also have a problem. Because the child marries, girl or boy marries, and they really cannot be that close with the husband or wife because the family spirit now controlling them, they're controlling their thoughts, controlling their hearts, controlling their feelings. And that demon wants that body. The demon doesn't want this body to be shared with this other covenanted marriage. So, there are a lot of consequences for this which we don't realize because until we see in the spirit world, spirit plane. Now, brothers and sisters, but you can cast it out. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind and break every hold that family spirits or any wicked unclean spirit has on my child. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I command every wicked unclean spirit, family spirit and rebellious spirit, get out of my child in the name of Jesus Christ and not to return. I plead the blood of Jesus from head to toe and surround my child with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Satan, I tell you, this is my child, not yours. You don't own. This is God give me this child and I have to now be the trustee of this child. The steward I will bring up for God, for Jesus Christ. I'll bring up in His name, in His power to make sure that this child, I desire this child be an ambassador of Christ to be a holy, righteous, loving, caring. Now, brothers and sisters, on the other hand, what parents do, I'm talking about Christian parents, they don't use Mark 16:17. They don't cast out. They are not told. They don't understand. Some, as I told you, the deception. The greater deception is Satan doesn't exist or he's only powerless. But he's ruler of the world. And now he's got an army. That's what the army moves. So you need to go and pray over your child. When the child is sleeping, lay hands if possible. If too light sleeper and you're too tired to sleep early, you can't do this. Now, brothers and sisters, you can still pray from a distance. Now, of course, they collect other spirits. Other spirits will influence their thoughts and minds wherever they are. I remember a classic story of a friend of mine who was sending the son to this international school, you know, top international school. And suddenly one day this boy comes back and says that, you know, we are poor, Daddy. We are poor, Papa. Why? Because my friend's father came in a helicopter to visit him. This person who came in a helicopter is a very senior business person in the elite group, you know. And so I suppose he's traveling somewhere, suddenly and see his son diverts and goes and lands the helicopter or something. So this kind of falsehood come. So when we correct, we are afraid. The child will run away. But the point again is, when God gives us command to correct the child in the way of the Lord, to teach it the way of the Lord, we must not be afraid. Why? He backs his word. Jesus Christ is the truth. When he tells you to do something, he backs his word. So you will now, but you must use the word only. You cannot correct the child using your own anger, your own frustration. And many parents are trying to live their dreams through the child. So putting the child to do things that they think is suitable. Now, brothers and sisters, there are also in broken marriages, there are issues. Because one parent may be poisoning the child. So the devil, and then very easy, give one gift. Give gift and all that. Oh, the parent who taking care of the child the longer term, daily, finally finds that at a loss with loss of wits. Because why? Because you have to correct the child and all. The other party, the other parent, just come visit once a blue moon and give some gifts and things like that. You'll have all that problems. But in Christ, you can overcome. In Christ, you release peace, release righteousness into the child. You must cast out all the wicked unclean spirit, crush it, every deposit to burn in the blood of Jesus Christ. And if the child is released, rebellion, cast out spirit, rebellion, and at the same time, you're releasing love into the child. Love into the child to love all and to teach the child the good things without fear. Without fear, because you know, Jesus said, teach these things and the child will follow. He will not go away from, when he grows old, he will not go away from the word of God that you have taught. Now, brothers and sisters, this is a spirit world. Now, if you are not going to do this, you are not able to do this, please get the prayers and do this. The prayers that you pray for yourself from the grace of life, you now are going to adjust the prayers according to the need of your child. And you begin to lay hands and pray, or in a distance pray. Now at the same time you examine yourself. Are you in obedience to God? Are you in obedience to the word of God? If you are rebelling yourself to the word of God, if you yourself don't trust the word of God in some areas, and then you expect the child to obey you, the devil, the family spirit will be telling some story. See, they themselves don't listen, they do this wrong, they don't. Even when you are not doing wrong, the family spirit will be pointing out some wrong, which according to the child's picked up worldly standards from the worldly schools, picked up the standards, and now the familiar spirit is hammering the child with that standard. And that is why there is a disconnect between parents and children, because many, many hours the child is in the schools and then comes back and the parent already under pressure, came back, the parent has to do, especially single mother, single father, whatever, got to settle the needs of the house. And then needs of the children. In the meantime, just watch TV. Son, watch TV. Watch TV. Don't disturb me. And the son comes to ask you something. The time you're so pressured, you've got to settle your work for the day, for tomorrow, maybe in your home you have to settle. Under all this pressure, you just say, I would love to be with you if I have the time. Son, daughter, go and do this. Watch the TV. Do yourself. I'll settle you later. You may actually be cooking for them or something. So, the only solution is Jesus Christ. It's all in the spirit. We keep using the word of God again and again and letting into the child until the whole thing changes. Now, at the same time, as they say, some of these Christian scientists have come across 83% or something is spiritual roots, all problems, all sicknesses, and then the remaining is physical roots. It's okay, make it easy, 80-20. I use a Pareto principle, so-called Pareto principle, 80% against 20%. 80% is spiritual roots. 20% is still physical roots. And some say it's coming from the corrupted vaccines and what have you. So what do? Then we have to detox. You know, those days, the Indian families, they'll give you every month. I went through this until my we got older, we didn't like it. We didn't like it because of purging, castor oil. Castor oil used to purge us, and you put the whole body with oil and send the sun a few minutes, and those things kill the pathogens and detoxes. There may be metallic poisoning. Now all this, so you still have to consider this thing, but also in the name of Jesus Christ, vaporize all the metal poisoning and all that. You start using the, in the spirit, things seen are made from things unseen. That means if the mercury is there, you can still vaporize it in the name of Jesus Christ. If the sea can become like glass, when Jesus says become, if he can say, the soldiers told him to tell his people to be quiet. He says, if I stop them, even the stones will rise up and call my name. Stones. Because why? He created all. So even all these metals and all created, people are using for wrong things. In the name of Jesus Christ, delete all this. There is some prayer required. You've got to deal with this. Yes, it's tiring. Yes, it is. I'm not telling it's easy. But we'll endure. We'll go through. We'll go through. Lay hands on the child. And then, when the child is accepting it, lay hands physically while the child is awake, before going to school or coming back. Hug the child and lay hands and cast out and pray. And the child begins to understand what prayer is. And the child begins to, there's some kind of spiritual authority transfers when you begin to pray over the child, losing love into the child. And telling the child the good things. Brothers and sisters, there are so many things a Christian parent can do, but starts with Mark 16:17. And start with our examining ourselves and obedience to God. Obedience to God, humble to the word of God. And knowing that we do not really know the whole story. Almighty Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for every child. I bind the spirit of death of every child. I bind the spirit of death in every child of every parent who is listening to this. I cast it out. I bind and break the whole. Get out of these children love to cry. I plead the blood of Jesus on each of the children and the parents, and they will rise up to be ambassadors of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.